Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 22, Melancholy. A few months ago, I found a beautiful quote from Anatole France on another transsexual's weblog. All changes, even the most longed for, have their melancholy. For what we leave behind us is part of ourselves. We must die to one life before we can enter another. I was touched by this text and I wanted to tell her. I also wanted to explain to the rest of the world why this quote was so fitting for the situation of a transsexual. So I placed a comment on her weblog. Anatole is absolutely right there. This makes our transition difficult. Only few people understand that. At times I am a bit sad about the things I lose due to my transition. But then people tell me I wanted to transition myself, so I shouldn't whine. If I feel sorry, I should just call off the whole transition. I was very surprised to read her reaction. I'm never sad about my past. My past was nothing and it never will be. Therefore, I see no reason to feel sorry. Well, if I completely misunderstood her, why did she quote this in the first place? I placed another comment to ask her for an explanation, and she answered that it had to do with people around you who have grown used to a person that is no longer there. I didn't go into this discussion any deeper. I have often noticed that transsexuals can get very angry if you disagree with them, especially if you are trying to prick the balloon of their all-happy, doubt-free, painless transition. I have seen such discussions become very hateful in several cases on the internet, and I didn't want to start yet another flame war. But between us, I do not believe in a painless transition. And I think the transsexuals who react so strongly if you hint at possible doubts or disadvantages are really trying to deny such feelings within themselves. This reminds me of another quote from Anatole France. A person is never happy except at the price of some ignorance. Okay. So maybe I will never be as happy as a person who doesn't see the dark side of things. But I think I would rather face reality the way it is than close my eyes for any stain that spoils the image of a perfect transition. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.